Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I'm speaking again with Andy Williams. He is the CEO of Medicine Man Technologies. Stock symbol is MDCL, over the counter. Andy, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jack. I appreciate you having me back.
Yeah, so since our last interview in December, you know, a lot has happened with the company. Including some of the recent announcements to acquire, was it MedPharm Holdings and Medicine Man Denver. So can you, I'm going to ask you to give us an up, tell us about those deals. But you know, before we do that, can you give us just a quick overview of the current business operations and some of the numbers that you're generating, you know, just for any investors who might be new to the story?
Absolutely. Medicine Man Technologies is one of the premier consultants and product companies in the cannabis space. We provide consulting services to people that have the desire and the money and the business acumen, but don't have the know-how in the space. We provide that know-how, and we do that through helping them through the competitive licensure process, winning licenses, designing and building facilities, training employees, getting systems up and running, getting the doors open. We also provide services to people in the cannabis space that aren't performing as they thought that they could perform. And we help them to perform at the levels that we do in our own businesses. We also have ad hoc lines of service that we do, whether it's SOPs or performas or things like that as people are getting in the space. And we have products. So the products we have are Success Nutrients, which is the best nutrient line for cannabis on the market right now. And we have a book that we've sold well over $1 million worth of copies of on how to grow cannabis the way we do. And we've been in business since 2014. What makes us different than a lot of the cannabis companies out there right now is that we practice what we preach. And so Joshua Hopps is also on our team, and we had acquired his 3Alight technology a couple of years ago, and he's known as one of the best cultivators in the world of cannabis. And he and I both run our own facilities. I have fully vertically integrated operations where we grow cannabis on a very large scale. We manufacture it and we sell it. In addition to that, we research it. And those two companies are Medicine Man Denver and MedPharm. With that's kind of the numbers. You did ask about that. So this year, we'll be reporting over $9 million in revenue. We're profitable this year. I think it's about 26% EBITDA. And we've grown, from last year, our revenue was $3.5 million, so nearly triple our revenue from last year. We've had 7 quarters of growth, consecutive growth, as well as 3 quarters of profitability consecutively. So the company is very healthy, but we're making a big pivot right now to what we've always wanted to do, which is to become operators in this space and to use our vast network of of clients. We have over 100 clients in 17 states and 7 countries to partner with in some cases and to make some acquisitions. And we're starting with those that are closest to us, which is the two I mentioned.
Okay, so let's start off with the acquisition of MedPharm Holdings. What does this company do?
MedPharm Holdings was started in 2017, although it took me, I think, 2.5 years to get that going. I started it with the idea to do research in the cannabis space, but I knew we had to make money in order to do that research. So this is a licensed cannabis manufacturer. It's called a marijuana infused product company in Colorado. And we make products for the cannabis market, both in the recreational and medical. And these products are pharmaceutical grade type products, are made in a GMP certified facility. With compounding formulations experts that, have over 30 years in the pharma business creating medicine. And and the products have been very well adopted. In addition, we have the only research license for a cannabis company in Colorado, and I believe in the United States. And we are conducting research on cannabis, not only ourselves, but in conjunction with clinical researchers in the state.
So what are some of the products that MedPharm produces? And, you know, what's the kind of the business model? What kind of revenues is it generating?
Yeah, so the products we have, there's a few brands out there right now that have been very well adopted. Aleviar is one brand of products that, you know, one is a cream, but it's very scientifically based. It's a niazone cream that penetrates the skin and is very effective. When our formulations folks create the formulation, they're using scientific data in order to create the right dosage form so that it's effective. We have a tincture that's 20-to-1 CBD to THC that is selling better than anything else in the market right now. It's widely used for many reasons. We have vaporizer pens in various forms and flavors. We focus on having pure cannabis in it, no cutting agents, nothing that's harmful that's added to this. And the different lines of that are become and batch. We have just developed a thin film that dissolves on your tongue, much like those Listerine strips that you've seen in the stores.
Oh, interesting.
It's really nice. we have pills that we sell in different formulations. Some of the technology that we have at this company is a patented process to create a water-soluble powder out of cannabis, and that helps us to create many different dosage forms, including the pills and others that aren't released yet. The revenues for this, so again, they MedPharm started selling products in March of 2018, and they're already above a $2.5 million run rate or revenue for the year. Next year, I think they're predicting closer to $5 million in revenue, between 5 and 6. And, that's a tremendous company that's growing very fast. And is very, the products are very portable. Oh, there's also a licensee in Iowa, MedPharm Iowa. There's a licensee of MedPharm Holdings, which is really the brand and IP holding company. And we have, I think it's been announced that, MedPharm has been pursuing an acquisition in Colombia for fully vertically integrated licenses there. And we'll continue, once our acquisition of MedPharm is done, we'll continue pursuing that acquisition.
So you're really, moving up the value chain in cannabis.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you look at the companies that are out there right now, all the big ones, and I can name names, but I think people know who they are. These companies started with a lot of money, bankers supporting it, and certainly business acumen. They're not short there. But they've never been in the cannabis space, so they're buying their way into the market, and they're trying to figure out how to run businesses. We've been operating our cannabis company since 2009. We were first adopters. We've created how to grow industrially. How what does a dispensary run like, and how do you keep control of everything? We're very, we are leading the market in Colorado. We're among the top leaders in Colorado, which is the most competitive market in the United States, and we're doing well. And so our expertise has been generated through nearly 10 years of experience, and that's on the operations front, and then on the consulting front, we have expertise in 17 states. When you go to work there, you have to know the rules and regulations because your clients are counting on you to advise them in 7 countries. So, our expertise has been built. We know how to make money. We have proven products, and that's how we're going to grow the business. The ones that are out there buying into the business right now are losing money hand over fist, as you can see. We're a bit of a unicorn in the cannabis space.
So the focus of MedPharm is going to be on the more pharmaceutical side, the innovation. That's going to be the focus once it's integrated.
That's correct.
Okay. So let's talk about. Oh, actually, before I get into that, when is that deal supposed to close?
That deal can close soon. So that'll be the first definitive agreement that's signed, which I anticipate, if not by the end of the month, early in February, we'll enter into further due diligence, and I'm anticipating within about a month that deal will close.
Okay, so let's talk about Medicine Man Denver. What does this company do?
Medicine Man Denver is one of the leading marijuana brands in the United States. They started again in 2009, cultivating and retailing marijuana. They've been all over the news. If you just type in Medicine Man Denver in a Google search, you'll find all kinds of things. The operators there, other than me, are phenomenal. Sally Vanderveer is running Medicine Man right now, and has received multiple awards for the work she's done over the years. They're on Pot Barons of MSNBC. There's a docuseries of them out there, and it's our family run business. And so Medicine Man brings world class cultivation and retail operations to the company.
And how many retail operations, stores do you have?
Right now, Medicine Man has 4 stores, and while that may not compare to some of the others in states in terms of numbers, the volume that Medicine Man does is very great in those stores. They're very popular, and it really puts us in the top 5 of operators in Colorado, even with that few number of stores.
So everything is vertically integrated. You grow it and you sell it.
That's correct.
Okay. And what kind of numbers is Medicine Man Denver generating right now?
Medicine Man Denver, with the new store that will be opening up here in a couple weeks, will be generating revenue at about a $25 million run rate this year.
Okay. And it's profitable?
It is profitable, yes. Over 20% EBITDA.
Okay. That's good news in this business.
It is, yeah. That's what we want to do. We're not in business to have a PowerPoint company. We're in business to make money and increase the shareholder value.
So you're not in the PowerPoint business model, then?
That is correct. That is correct.
So once everything is fully integrated, what kind of numbers could Medicine Man, MDCL, the public company, be generating? If maybe you could talk about top line, maybe some bottom line projections.
Yeah. So this year, when these just the acquisitions that we have announced are complete, Medicine Man and MX will be complete probably in the summertime after the laws are changed and implemented here in Colorado. But once all the companies are acquired officially, our run rate with just the revenues that they have right now, including Medicine Man Technologies, without growth, will be over $40 million a year. And if you calculate growth in that with what I would anticipate Medicine Man Technologies and the other companies to be able to achieve, hopefully much more than that. And this is not where we're going to start. This is our initial salvo. We're going to be targeting other sectors of the cannabis space that we want to add best in class to our portfolio, which would include probably an edibles company on the candies and chocolate front, and then also an elixir or a beverage company, so that we have a full rounded portfolio of products that that we can take anywhere.
Okay, Andy, I know you're in a hurry to get to a meeting, but I have just two or three more questions. If you could hang on. So this the Medicine Man Denver, the deal, is that subject to some regulatory approval that you're waiting for right now?
Yes. So right now in Colorado, it's illegal for a cannabis company to be owned by a public company. We actually have been very involved in changing that law. Last year, we got a bill passed, and Governor Hickenlooper, who was the governor at the time, vetoed it. This year, Governor Polis is our new governor. He has said that he wants this bill. He wants it on his desk so that he can sign it. The legislators are still for it. It's running through under House Bill 19-1090 in Colorado right now. And when that passes, the governor will sign it. It becomes effective 60 days, as it's written right now, after he signs it. and then we can file for suitability, and in 3 months after that, we will be legally able to acquire these assets with a public company. Now, that the timing of that, the way it's written right now, puts it to about July sometime.
Okay. So, but there is political support for this. So,
oh yes.
Okay.
The whole industry is behind it. The politicians are behind it. The governor is behind it. The attorney general is behind it. I can keep going.
Okay. So now you recently brought on Joe Pugliese on board. You're building out the management team. Can you tell us about his background and what his role in the company is going to be?
Absolutely. Joe Pugliese was an executive at iHeartMedia, running large market radio advertising, etc. He's had hundreds of people under his command and controlling profit centers for these big markets. He's a Wharton grad, graduated with honors, and also has ties to the investment community. So he's bringing not only the ability to manage a large company, because one of the things we're doing right now is planning for this explosive growth that we're about to go through. And to do that, you need a strong chief operating officer. And Joe is that guy.
Okay. Are you planning more M&A activity, and what other kind of opportunities do you have your eye on? You kind of mentioned some things in the beverage area or foods.
Yeah. One, rounding out our products with best in class, those that have been winning awards year over year. But more importantly, we're focusing on partnerships. We get calls all the time, and or even our clients saying, hey, instead of us paying you fees for the work you do, why don't you be our partner? Well, up until this point, we've said no. But now that's what we're switching to. So as we have people that we're talking to right now that want to get into the space, that have the money and desire, and they want an operating partner. And so they're paying for the build out and the infrastructure that will need to work. We're providing the expertise, and we're getting significant ownership, controlling ownership in these businesses. And so those are the type of acquisitions that we're working on now.
Okay. So Andy, I'm going to ask you a question again, which I asked you in our last interview, but again, so to recap, in your opinion, what are the key value drivers investors should take into account if they're considering buying your stock today?
Well, key value drivers for Medisman Technologies is, one, we're proven in the space. We're pivoting from a consultant product company to consultant product and operator with a focus on the operations. We've proven that we can compete in these markets and make money, which is something that most of the other cannabis companies can't do. And if you look at our stock right now, it's valued as a consultant company stock. Our multiple from gross revenue to market cap is somewhere around 5. And if you look at our competitors in this space, whether it's Acreage or Canopy Growth or others, they range from 12 times to 122 times gross revenue for the valuations. And so our stock, it has a lot to grow into our new marketplace. And I think it's a really great time to invest in Medisman Technologies.
Andy, I want to thank you, and congratulations on the progress you've made, and we'll follow up with you in a few months.
Thank you very much. I look forward to following back with you.
Thank you.